I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Department of Transportation and Development is about to tackle a $3 million project that will help relieve traffic along Millhaven Road. DOTD's work is an extension of the project the Interstate 20 Economic Development District funded to connect the frontage road at Sparks Nissan to Millhaven Road. The $700,000 Pecanland Drive Interstate 20 North Frontage Road extension project began in February with funding from the I-20 Economic Development District. It was delayed for several months while the I-20 district was inactive. A group supporting taxpayer-funded private school tuition vouchers is appealing a federal judge's order that Louisiana must provide regular reports to federal officials on the state's voucher program. U.S. District Judge Ivan Lamel ordered the reports in April. He ruled that they are needed to make sure Louisiana complies with a 1975 desegregation order about state money going to private schools. The order requires that the state provide federal officials with a list of voucher applicants, information on schools in the voucher program, and enrollment and racial backgrounds on public schools and private schools in the voucher program. Some voucher supporters, represented by the conservative Goldwater Institute, say the ruling resulted from a Justice Department effort to stifle the voucher program. State officials have said the ruling will not impede the program. Governor Bobby Jindal has filed a lawsuit against the federal government alleging the Obama administration violated the Constitution by using federal grant money to force states to adopt the Common Core education standards. Jindal says Common Core is the latest effort by the feds to have Washington, D.C. in control of everything.
The federal government in Washington's out of control. Now they want to run our schools.
The audio is from a recent public service announcement from the governor calling for the public's help in his effort to stop Common Core. Jindal says the Constitution and federal laws leave it up to states to control education content, but through Common Core, the federal government can dictate curriculum.
The know-it-alls in Washington think they know better than Louisiana parents. Kind of like with Obamacare when they try to put the IRS in charge of our health care.
Jindal, a one-time supporter of Common Core, has taken steps this year to keep the new math and English standards out of Louisiana. Natchitoches Central High School principal Bill Gordy says it was a random act of violence that led to the death of 18-year-old Jonquera Smith. Smith died Tuesday from a head injury he sustained during a fight with another student at school. Gordy says the two students had no interaction prior to their altercation.
Walked up to each other face-to-face, and then after about 2 or 3 seconds, then the young man hit him.
Gordy says they do not know much about the suspect because he just started at NCHS.
We've only been in school for 2 weeks, so not much background.
The 16-year-old who punched Smith has been charged with manslaughter. He's been identified as Timothy Ray Robinson, and prosecutors reportedly plan to try him as an adult. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly fair skies early today, give way to partly cloudy skies and a slight chance of an isolated shower later this afternoon. Warm conditions with a high in the mid-90s. A slight chance of rain in the forecast this evening with mostly cloudy skies and a low in the low 70s.